This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
Chicago may be the hottest housing market in the country. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. While many cities across the country saw a housing price boom during the COVID era, many of those places are now seeing home prices decline. But not Chicago. According to data from the S&P, our city is actually seeing home prices steadily growing, which has homeowners celebrating. So what has been the secret to the resilient housing market in our city? And what does it mean for buyers and sellers? To find out, we decided to chat with Dennis Rodkin, residential real estate reporter for Crane's Chicago Business. Now, as someone looking to buy a home, this seemed like a bummer. But Dennis says it's actually good news.
In general, it's good because there's an aphorism that's been going around during the recent housing declines that what didn't boom didn't bust. When our home price, when everybody's home prices were rising nationwide, ours were rising faster than before, but nothing like other cities. Just as an example, 1 month when our home prices, according to the Case-Shiller Index, were up about 12% from a year before. In Phoenix, they were up about 30% from a year before. Phoenix's home prices were running 30% above the year before, month after month after month during the housing boom. So your affordability just absolutely ran away. Phoenix and others now have been declining for the past several months. Mm-hmm. So this latest data is the Case-Shiller Index, which is a nationwide index of housing prices, both for the nation and then for 20 individual major metro areas. Mm-hmm. Before the housing boom of the COVID years, Chicago often ran, our home prices were rising at about half the pace of the nation. If home prices were up 3% nationwide, they're up 1.5% nationwide in Chicago.
So what did that mean at the time?
We were having a very hard time recovering from, our economy is different from a lot of other cities. We are losing population. We have extremely high property taxes. There are a lot of reasons that our prices simply would not grow like other people's prices. Mm-hmm. So then the housing boom happens. And again, so our prices were rising really fast, but nothing like elsewhere. So here's what's happening now. In 10 of those 20 cities on the index, home prices are dropping. Chicago, for 5 years, for 61 months, we were 18th to 20th of the 20 top cities. We now have risen to number one. Our home prices in May were the biggest increase of any of the 20 major metro areas. Our prices were up 4.6%. Again, like I said, during the boom, they were rising at the rate of 12, 11%,
right.
4.6%. So ours were up 4.6 in May. In 10 major U.S. metros, they were down. Nationwide, they were down 0.5%. Second month in a row, prices have declined. Ours are continuing to grow. Why is that a good thing?
Right.
First of all,
who's benefiting here?
Well, if you're a home seller, you're not likely to, you're still profiting. You're not likely to sell at a loss, or you're not looking at, oh, my neighbor sold for 100, I have to sell for 95.
Right.
It's more likely my neighbor sold for 100, I can sell for 105 a year, 2 years later. For existing homeowners who aren't selling, it's good news because your household wealth is growing, not shrinking. And household home equity is the cornerstone of household wealth in America for almost everybody, for the middle class and much of the upper middle class. So you have those funds, your home equity is growing in case you need to tap it for a health emergency, for your children's school, any other thing. Or you're looking at what you can do down the line when it's time to move.
Yeah.
Okay, first time or home buyers. It is difficult for home buyers because our prices are rising, but it's 4.6% increases, not the 12 and 13 of a year before. So actually, it's better news than it was a year ago because your affordability is not running away as fast as it was.
Yeah. So the key factors then at play, especially post-COVID, in getting us to jump from 18th to 20th, all the way up to number one, were what?
Well, one is, for a while, I was reporting as we were climbing that list, each month I would report, well, we're rising because others are falling. But that has ceased to be true because there's another thing going on. Month after month, several of those have shrunk by more and more each mm-hmm. month, while we're growing by more and more each month. So we're no longer just rising because others are falling. We're rising on our own strengths. And one of those key strengths is affordability. Mm. Because our prices didn't rise quite as much as they had in other cities, it's still more affordable to buy a home in Chicago than in nearly every other major metro area, and certainly than in any of the metro areas of our size or nearly our size in America.
Sounds like the part where you referenced here, the chief economist of the group that conducted the study in your reporting said that the recent strength of the housing market in Chicago, Cleveland, and Detroit is actually a reflection of the region's relative affordability.
Yeah, affordability.
So people
is
should
really
move here.
Well, there are a lot of other reasons to move here, like the Great Lakes.
Of
the
course.
Climate refugees will probably be moving here over time.
I saw a healthy debate on Twitter last night about, Chicago versus other major cities.
Oh, yeah. And it that comes around all the time, especially on the real estate Twitter that I follow. One of the other comments from one of the economists is that Chicago and these other Midwest cities, but Chicago being the highest, is the hottest market in America. And I got to tell you, Sasha, I've been covering real estate for a very long time, but mm-hmm. in the 5 years when we were at the bottom of that list, I was writing a lot of stories about how home equity was really not growing, household wealth was really not growing. Now we're in a position where it's a lot healthier. Once again, not so healthy for buyers, although it's better than it was a year ago, but real healthy for sellers and for existing homeowners who aren't selling or buying.
Yeah. Where else are we seeing the housing market get stronger?
Where else in the Chicago area?
In Chicago, yes.
Well, so one of the things I've been tracking for quite a while is the city is far weaker than the suburbs. This has been true for eight. So I want to be careful not to muddy up all the statistics. What we were just talking about was an index from a couple of university economists.
Right.
Working and now
and
used
tracking
by Kay
home
Schiller.
Prices in May.
But when you look
cities.
At right, but when you look at just the median price of homes sold, which is a different kind of a measure, the median price of homes sold in the city has been down 8 months in a row, and in the suburb or in the metro area at large, which includes suburbs and city, it's been rising. And so I've done a bunch of stories on the city, and a big chunk of it is crime or the fear of crime, mm-hmm. Which are two different things.
We hear that all the time.
Yeah. There's trepidation about how much the new mayor, Brandon Johnson, is going to be able to do to get that under control. There's the amount of fed upness we're feeling about the CTA. There's concern about the schools. So home prices. Oh, I'm sorry. And the last one is in this period, we're in the fourth year of work from home. So that need to buy either near downtown or in the city to have an easy commute to downtown has really kind of worn out over the years. So less demand for homes in the city than in the suburban area.
So Chicago area home prices, they grew fast. They're at an all-time high. Dennis, what is this revealing then about the value of investing in a home right now?
Well, one of the things to keep in mind is that this is just a couple of months' data. We're looking really good right now, okay. And in part, but not only, because other cities are not looking so great. But over the long term, Chicago area housing prices really have not grown at the rate that people are used to from the 20th century. An awful lot of people, I cover this constantly, an awful lot of people sell either at a loss after several years ownership or at only a very small profit. We don't have the kind of market that Austin, Seattle, San Francisco have had where people, buy, turn it over, and walk away with a bunch of money. Mm. We more often people leave with either small or no proceeds when they sell.
So then what's your prediction for a potential first-time home buyer? right now? I mean, do you think they'll continue searching around the city or just give up?
Well, they have been. And that's actually one of the reasons prices are going up, is that the inventory of homes is so small. The number of homes for sale on the market is so small that when you if you're actually in that life cycle stage where you have to buy, you've just gotten married, you've just had kids, mm-hmm. you've just gotten divorced, you're empty nesting, any of those kinds of times, there are very few homes on the market. So people are having to pay more than they might have. We're still seeing bidding wars and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's driving the median price of homes that are sold up. Yeah, I think that people who are in the position who need to buy a home now, mm-hmm. I'm a young couple, need to get a house. I think they're definitely out there in the market. You will likely get into a bidding war.
It'll be a search.
Yeah.
And right, exactly. When you find one, it'll be one of few. So
right, yeah. I did a story this spring about, you know, it's sort of common for a house to get 3-4 offers. They're all kind of within the same range. I did a story on a house that basically set a record. It got 64 offers. It was in Lincolnwood.
Where was the
house?
This
was when inventory was at its absolute lowest. And 64 people all made offers on the house.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking a lot about the struggles of moving on this show. We've had a few conversations recently, the costs of high rent. Are rental prices rising faster than housing prices?
They are. Yeah.
They are.
Rent prices in Chicago are definitely going up faster than purchase prices.
Yeah. So to the listeners right now, if they're thinking about whether to buy or to sell right now, I mean, what do you think they should keep in mind?
Well, unfortunately, that's a very personal decision. Do you have the assets for a down payment? Are you here long term, or are you going to be in this address long term or short term? Mm-hmm. Do you think your career is going to turn and you're going to need to go to another city? Because, again, investing in a purchase house is not necessarily going to profit you in just a couple of years if you turn around and leave. While if you bought in San Francisco, Seattle, one of those places, you could turn and go to another city and sell at a profit. So all those kinds of things are important to think about. They really figure into it. It's a case by case basis, but it's definitely true that affordability is shrinking faster on the rental market than on the for sale market.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I feel that pinch.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I feel that pinch. Dennis Rodkins, a residential real estate reporter for Crane Chicago Business. Always a pleasure, Dennis.
Thanks, Sasha.
We'll see you soon. This episode of Reset was produced by Nadia Hernandez. It was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Stephanie Kim. Get Reset each morning and afternoon by subscribing to our podcast. When you do, be sure to leave us a rating and review so that more listeners can find our show. That'll do it for this morning. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you this afternoon.